speaking with our old friend, Ron Kemp. How you doing, Ron?
Hey, good morning, Dino. Glad to be here.
We're talking, once again, the Miracle Field in Webster. Give us a little rundown of how that all began and who you serve.
Wow, it dates way back to when we started the Challenger Baseball League in Webster in 2001, so 23 years ago. And about 9.5 years ago, our treasurer, Don Barone, great guy, doesn't want any recognition, said we should do something for these kids. And when I say kids, I'll refer to kids as anybody from four to five players in their 50s. They're all kids to me. So the great thing was we decided to build Miracle Field. Of course, it took a lot of work to raise money.
Mm-hmm.
We continue to do that, and we serve not just kids in Webster and adults in Webster. It's all over the greater Rochester area, hence the greater Miracle Field, the greater Rochester. And we serve all the way to all of Wayne County. We've even got players from Livingston County. They come, we built it, and they came, and we continue to grow. So we not only do baseball for challenged individuals, we offer other sports, including, coming up now, flag football, kickball. After that is basketball. Then we've got...
And these are all people with
physical
challenges.
Needs. Yes, absolutely. And not only do we do athletic events, we do soccer and...
Mm-hmm.
We also do special events, a Halloween party for people with special needs. And last year...
Didn't you do a prom?
We did the Night to Shine Valentine's prom, which was one night last year at the Webster Golf Club. We had well into the over 100 participants and their chaperones. So there were like 240 people there. So this year we're going to do two nights.
Nice.
Friday and Saturday night, because we actually had to turn people away. And we don't want to do that. We want to... continue to offer opportunities. It's not just sports, and it's events, special events. I always make this joke, and probably nobody knows what tiddlywinks is. I'm dating myself. If I had a tiddlywink tournament at Miracle Field, we'd have a lot of people there because they want to belong and they want to be. Just like a little league kid, you know. It's baseball to a little league kid, but it's more about hanging with your friends. And meeting new people, and we've had so many cool things happen at Miracle Field. Believe it or not, we had an engagement at Miracle Field on the pitcher's mound.
No kidding.
Yes, wow. And they will be getting married. It's just a storybook,
Well, if you look up the word inclusion, I think Miracle Field
absolutely.
Should pop up.
Absolutely. I mean, our tagline has always been "No boundaries, only possibilities."
So, I like that.
And that's what we try to do. We think out of the box and. You know, who knows what else we'll do, and that's why we're raising money and, we've got...
So are these tournaments, are they leagues or a little bit of both?
They're not tournaments, they're leagues,
Uh-huh.
I mean, we have, for instance, there were 10 different teams that used Miracle Field all summer long.
Right.
Four games on Saturdays and then games on Tuesday nights for the adults. The adult league, we do keep score, trying to teach them... Mm-hmm. Life lessons. It was a little difficult in the beginning. I think I told some of the parents I created Little League parents because we had the scoreboard and outs and it's very loose rules, but it's trying to teach these they're adults. That life you're not always safe. I guess
It sounds like there's a lot of opportunities for volunteers here too.
Oh, absolutely. We can always use volunteers. We've got a dedicated crew. Some very young volunteers. I mean, I had one girl. I had to create another two teams, and of course, then you have to create. You have to more mm-hmm. coaches, and I had one of my coaches get sick. So Sarah actually stepped up and said, "I'll coach all three teams on Saturday." She's probably 25 years old. Loves it.
No kidding.
Doesn't miss a day either. I mean, if you go, you're hooked. We've got softball teams that come. We've had baseball teams. We've had different groups coming, church groups,
right,
whatever.
Right.
So, and of course, that's for baseball, but we need, basketball coaches and volunteers.
Now, is there an indoor court?
We actually have a partnership with the Town of Webster, so we use their gym for basketball, and it just works out well for everybody. I mean, the scheduling and everything else,
right,
and they're
right.
accommodating.
Is there any plans to, in the future, of possibly building a... Oh, he smiles.
Okay, let me tell you something. Let me. Oh, a nice thing that we just had, we have lights up. So we're going to be doing some night games.
Okay. Compliments
to a few big companies.
You can mention them if you'd like.
I can mention Bolter Industrial. Let's see, O'Connell Electric.
Okay, yeah.
And the Nudd Corporation, who they drill holes for cell towers. So all of them, they all got together and did it pro bono.
Wow.
And in fact, I reached out to them. Do we owe you anything? Not for this. This is a wonderful thing. And I will tell you that the lights were quite expensive.
The
installation, when I was talking to the light guy, said installation's going to be more than the lights.
Wow.
But they weren't, because we've got a great community, and they stepped up, and I'm very thankful. I can't thank them enough, and I can power the lights right from my cell phone. I can turn them on right now if I wanted to.
It's pretty cool. Wow.
I can schedule out 5 years in advance for them to go on and off. We're going to do a soft, a little opening ceremony, I think, at the end of September, and I'll invite the community. We might do kickball games.
Let me know about that.
Absolutely.
Like to join you.
And
just
maybe have a food truck and the partners that help make this possible.
If people aren't familiar where the Miracle Field is.
I'll say 1000 Ridge Road. It's at the Webster Town Hall right behind there.
Okay.
Right adjacent to the Webster Police Department.
Right.
It's very visible, right off of 104. It's not hard to find. And everybody always says to me, why did you build it there? Well, I live in Webster. That's where our program started, and it's 5 minutes from my house. Now, I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, because I'm...
Right. You're always on call.
I need a key to get in the building. I'll be right there. I can't get in the... The gate won't open. I'll be right over. You know, but
right.
It's okay. I really love the people that have helped me along this way. It's not just about me. We've got a great board, a great group of volunteers that have made this happen. Raising millions of dollars is not easy.
That's the question. How did you come to be a part of this? I mean, somebody in your family, a loved one?
People ask me that all the time. No.
Special needs?
No, I have nobody in my family with special needs. I did go to number 52 school in the city, and I'm going back. I'm 64 years old, so I'm going way back. There was a room of, and I don't want to say the R word. I hate
right.
it.
No.
But that's what they were back. There was a room.
Yeah.
They'd ride through the hallway, and kids would make fun of them. And somehow it bothered me. And I don't know. And then,
because you're a human.
I guess so. But, you know, it kind of resonated. And how it really started was I was involved with Little League, doing mm-hmm. the registration for over 1,000 kids. I had my ping pong table in the basement before the computer, all these forms. As I had my basement remodeled, and I had a gentleman that was doing the work. We had a son who was legally blind and deaf, and he said, "Have you ever thought about bringing a challenger program to Webster?" There was one in Fairport. I said, "You know, I thought about it. I don't know where to start." And he got me started. I had three wonderful people that ran special needs bowling and whatever,
okay.
and they connected me, and I started with addressing envelopes to individuals, and like I said, the first year we had 32 kids, and honestly, it's the only time that I had tears, because when we put it all together, I'd grown men almost crying watching this.
Absolutely.
And then I said, you know, I've had so much fun this summer, let's do it again next year, and I've become so used to it and embracing them, and I mean, I could just share this one story. When my dad passed away 7 years ago, at the funeral,
uh-huh.
a few of the challenger players came and spoke.
Oh, wow.
And they were there for me, and I'm there for them, and the love that they show is so, I don't want to use the word different, but they get it.
Yeah.
Some of us.
It's pure love.
Yeah, and you see so many, I don't know, I'll use the word jerks. There's a lot of jerks out there. They don't get it. And then, honestly, I've had some people come, and after they come, they get it. You know, it's like, hey, man, this is awesome.
The light bulb goes off.
If I get a complaint a year, maybe, and it's so silly that it's like, you know, everybody's just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
What's the website? If somebody wants to just check it out,
Rochester,
because it's a good website.
Yes, Rochester Miracle Field. www.dreamanddo.org. You can go there and learn about our programs. There's a nice video. We just did a Dream and Do clinic. We do it every year now at Miracle Field. It's put on by a couple of individuals from, one's from Florida, who pitch professionally from crutches, and another gentleman comes from Connecticut, was born without legs. There's a video on our front on our main page. Mm-hmm. Just, it's what we're all about. They came, they put on a clinic. We had over 100 participants. We had our collegiate team, the Rochester Ridgemen, come and just work with the kids. We used to do it at Frontier Field, but you know, now you can't have, unfortunately, when the Wings are in town, you can't have events there.
It's, oh, right. Yes.
And it, you know, I get it, I guess. I don't know. But we brought it to Miracle Field. It's the only one they do at a Miracle Field. They go up and down the East Coast and around the country doing these clinics in ballparks, you know.
Right, right.
Whether
right.
it's AA, AAA. But it's just, yeah, the website is great. Tells the story.
Well, here we're getting short on time now, so let's talk about one of the opportunities for people who want to learn more about the Rochester Miracle Field and support it and have some fun. We're talking about Oktoberfest.
Yes, actually, the town of Webster deemed Miracle Field Week September 15th to the 24th because the Oktoberfest is the 15th and 16th, noon to 10:30 at the Webster Fireman's Field in Webster. Good time.
The big tent?
It's a 240-foot tent this year.
It's a huge tent.
It seats 1,000 people, and we want to fill it. We want people to get out there and support Miracle Field and have a good time.
And it's only $5 to get in.
No, $5 that's the
pre-sale?
Early bird.
Okay.
$5 right. Early bird from noon to 3 o'clock, I believe, on Friday. Otherwise, it's $10.
Okay, but still.
It's still,
deal.
You know what? It's for charity, too. People got to remember that.
Right,
and,
right.
And, hey, things go up. and then we have Lisi and Greg on the 21st singing. They are the lead into Zac Brown Tribute Band.
Oh,
which
wow.
Which will be performing at 8 o'clock, rain or shine, under the tent. So under, we don't have to worry about
So this
about
is
rain.
Friday night?
That will be September.
Is that Saturday night?
Thursday. That's a Thursday.
Oh,
after
okay.
the Oktoberfest.
Oh,
you got
gotcha.
15th and 16th Oktoberfest. 21st is the concert.
Oh, okay.
Doors open, I believe, at 5:30, 6 o'clock. I think the first, they start at 6.
Right.
And then on the 24th, we're trying something new. We're going to do a cornhole tournament.
Oh.
And that can all be found. Actually, you can go to our website or you can actually go to Miracle Field. Oktoberfest.com.
Okay. And it's all up there.
It's all up there. So,
but you have the authentic music.
Yes.
The beer. You have Swan Market with the
Swan
food.
Swan Market and Helmet Strudel.
Strudels
and Nancy's Fried Dough.
I can taste it right now.
I'm not even a strudel guy. And I went there and he gave me his sample and I was like, this is really good.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, they're dangerous.
It's
those
a
things.
Lot of fun. I mean, really, we had a lot of people last year. The big thing we're changing this year is you get in the gate. You want to eat or drink, you go right up to the vendor and pay. Last year, we actually had, you had to go get tickets.
Buy the tickets,
tickets and
all that. And
then go back in another line. We're avoiding that.
One less line.
One less line. And, you know, nobody really complained, but the lines did get long.
Right.
You know, I'd rather have long lines than no lines.
Yes. And you can trust your vendors in sharing whatever they share with
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Right, yes.
Yeah, Barry at Swan. He's the best.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you, that food is just
isn't
phenomenal.
It so good?
And he cooks for so many people and makes it. I mean, it's authentic food. It tastes
well. His whole family's into it too.
Oh yeah,
they were into it for years when it was in Irondequoit as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so
and it's similar. If you were familiar with the Irondequoit Oktoberfest, it's a lot of the same people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, doing it.
Yes.
Just in Webster and in a bigger field.
Plenty of parking. We'll have people on hand to help with assist anybody that needs assistance in wheelchairs or whatever. And
we've got
golf carts to transport them. Everything that
like you said, rain or shine, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You know, we had some drops last year, but you're under the tent. So, don't let that stop you.
Are you doing the VIP again?
We've got
that's
VIP seating, elevated seating with waitress service for the big sponsors, and then we also something new this year, reserve seating. $1,000 to get you a sponsorship, a sign, a table of 10, waitress service, $250 food and beverage credit, admission for 10. So
yeah.
it's, you know, You know, you're paying a little bit, but you're going to have waiter service.
It's a great cause.
It's just, you know, it's.
Sitting up in that VIP where those ladies, the servers just keep bringing.
The
food.
They were busy. You just sit there. You sit there and enjoy the music and the times out there. And you know, believe it or not, a lot of people are out there dancing to.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not a music guru, but they got good. We've got a couple bands from out of state, and we've got Hilby, the skinny German juggle boy. I just saw him at the Erie County Fair this week. He's at the state, New York State Fair.
Oh yeah, he's everywhere.
He's hilarious.
He's had him on the radio many times.
Have you really?
Oh yeah. When I'm there doing my show, my show on that Friday there.
Oh, it's comedy and he's talented.
It's a good show.
Really, really good. So yeah.
All right. So the actual Oktoberfest is the 15th and 16th
of September.
Of September.
I get that asked a lot.
I know.
The Oktoberfest in Germany starts in September. Okay.
Yes. So. That's yeah.
And weather in October here.
Right.
We won't go there.
And RochesterMiracleField.org.
Yes.
They can get all the details. They can find out more about the organization, the Miracle Field, and why they should come support us at the Oktoberfest. Because I'm going to be there on the Friday. I'm going to do my show out there.
That's awesome. Yes, it was awesome last year, so that's great.
Ron, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.